God has an encouraging word for you and me today through the Bible-based preaching of Dr. Don and some special guests on this edition of The Encouraging Word. In just a few moments, Dr. Don will be introducing you to Brett Parks, a member of our church and a man who has been changed by Jesus Christ in some remarkable ways. You'll hear about that in just a few minutes, but Dr. Don wants you to know that we're here to connect with you right now, right where you are. No matter how isolated we may be physically, we can connect telephonically right now at 866-899-WORD. I pray you would jot that number down, store it in your cell. It's 866-899-9673, or meet us online at tewonline.org. Now more than ever, we are seeing God use the power of prayer to help bring us together like never before. Now let's open God's Word together with Dr. Don Wilson on this edition of the Encouraging Word broadcast.
Well, hello, everyone. What a wonderful, wonderful day to be in the house of the Lord. We've got lots going on, and I just love you. That's all I just wanted to tell you today. Just quite as simple as that. This has been an incredible time. I'm going to ask you to open your Bibles here to Matthew chapter 6. I want everybody to open your Bibles. We're about to have a humdinger of a time together. Open your Bibles to Matthew's Gospel in chapter 6. In Matthew chapter 6, we find what you and I know as the Lord's Prayer. And I want to speak to you today. We're going to be entering into a time concerning the testimony of forgiveness. In Matthew chapter 6 and verse 12, Jesus said this to his disciples. He said, "Forgive us our sin, forgive us our debts, forgive us our trespasses, just the same way as we forgive those who have sinned against us. Forgive us our sin, just as we forgive those who have sinned against us." Okay, everybody watch this now. How many of you unapologetically today would say unequivocally, "I have sinned against God"? Raise your hand. My hand is up. Both my hands are up. You and I, every person ever born, not only needs to be forgiven of your sin, but you must be forgiven of your sin in order to go to heaven. You will not go to heaven if you have not been forgiven by the Lord Jesus. And the most amazing thing about knowing Jesus is that's exactly what he does for us. Now here's the next question. How many of you have had in your life someone who has grieved your heart, has hurt you, has said something about you, done something to you, has sinned against you, has stood on your toes, has upset you, has treated you unfairly? Listen carefully. How many of you, how many of us, somebody, somewhere, at some time, has really offended you, has really got under your skin, and there's somebody out there, how many of you today in the presence of God would say, "Yep, I've had someone, maybe more than someone, who's really hurt me in my life, has upset me"? Would you raise your hand? Mine's going up. Watch this. This is what Jesus said. I didn't say this. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 6, he was teaching his disciples. He said, "Forgive us our trespasses, just like as we forgive those who have trespassed, have sinned against us." Jolly difficult. If you know how to do that, I'd like to meet you. I'll tell you, when someone gets under your skin and has really hurt you, some of you are carrying that today, aren't you? It's your mother, it's your father, it's your brother. I'll guarantee you there's somebody listening here today. You haven't spoken to your own brother in years. You've got a family member. You've got a son, a daughter. You've got a parent. You got a friend, that person who used to be your best friend. And you've got, watch this, this is going to shock you. You've got every reason to feel the way you do. They really hurt you. We've got someone with us today that shouldn't be here. He should be dead. I'm not speaking symbolically. The author of this incredible book, Miracle Man. This man's been on national television. He's one of our veterans. He's been around the block. And his book, Miracle Man, which I'm hoping every one of you will get a copy and give to somebody else. Miracle Man, a bullet that ignited a purpose-filled life. Totally wrong. Wrong? It is just wrong that this man took a bullet that everybody said his life was over. And I'm not speculating here. This was a dead man in the worst kind of way. And he's here today. They've had him now on national television, and he's all around the country, and he's with us today. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together and welcome Brett Parks.
Thank you.
Pull up a chair, brother.
Thank you, sir.
I tell you, this is a great guy here. Okay, sit there, brother, and be quiet for just a minute.
Will do.
Love Brett. This week, he has spoken to our students and football teams, and I mean, he's been all over the place. Everywhere he goes, he ignites a fire for the Lord Jesus, and he has an amazing story. And Brett, I want to thank you for being here with us today. And as we share together, we've got hundreds of thousands of people listening to us today through the Encouraging Word broadcast ministry. And you know, there's a lot of us who know you, and we've kind of lived through this. And you know, I'll never forget when we received news about that bullet that nearly took your life. And the word that kept coming back to us was that it's over. It's over. It's over. He's not going to make it. But there are many, many people who don't know your story. So, Brett, bring us up to date. Bring us to where we need to be.
Okay, first and foremost, I want to thank everybody for being here. And thank you for letting me come here and just share what experiences I have had and what the miracles that the Lord has given me and showed me and my family and I. Okay, October 17th, 2012, 6:30 p.m., my life was perfect. I had everything I ever wanted in my life. You know, you have that checklist when you're young, you're like, okay, I want a wife, kids, three kids, you know, stuff like that. I had it all at October 17th, 2012, 6:30 p.m. 2 minutes later, my life was taken away from me. Everything I knew was snatched from my hands. I was born and raised in Miami, Florida. I was a very athletic kid. I learned to swim before I learned to walk. I was football, baseball, basketball. I eventually went to Carson Newman College on a football scholarship, and it was great. I played under Coach Ken Sparks, and he changed my life. I was a church kid. I grew up in the church all the time. I knew who the Lord was. I gave my life to Christ when I was a child. You know, I think I saw one of my friends. I think I was in fifth or sixth grade. I saw one of my friends walk to the front and give his life to Christ. I was like, hey, I could do that. So I just caught up and I went and I gave my life. And I believe the Lord came into my life at that time. But the first time I ever experienced the Lord was when I was a sophomore in college. I really felt him. Down in the Florida Keys, there's this island called Nest Key. And they call it Nest Key because it's where the bald eagles migrate and they mate. So I don't want to get into the mating habits of the American bald eagle, but believe me, they mate. And so
we think you need to know this, but anyway.
Yeah, I don't have a chart. I would. Yeah. But anyways, so I was there, and they lay eggs, they have babies there, and you need a permit to get on there. The problem is rats have swam from the mainland to this island. And when the mom and dad's away getting food, they go up to the nest and they eat the baby eagles and the eggs.
Wow.
So my mom, who was a wildlife biologist at the time, she charged my best friend Chris and I to go to that island, spend the night there with our BB guns, and shoot as many rats as we could shoot. Shoot as many as we could find. And I was excited about that because I was tired of shooting my friends
with BB guns. Now that's a boy's paradise, right?
It was perfect. It was like
that's
the best thing ever.
That's a boy's paradise.
So God didn't
show
up right then.
Don't tell my grandsons that, whatever you do.
I have an extra BB gun for them. But anyway, so we went there and my mom dropped us off. We set up a tent on the beach. We started a fire and the sun was starting to go down. So I decided to wade out into the water. And it was the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. It was one of those scenes where the water was just glass. It was flat. And you didn't know where the water ended and then the sky began. And the sun was going down and the clouds. It was the most beautiful sunset I've ever seen in my life. You know, one of those sunsets where the oranges and the purples and the blue sky. It was perfect. And that was the first time in my life that I was still. I was still. And I felt God there. I was like, God's here. Now, in reality, God's always with us, right? He's always there. But we're so busy with all of our stuff that we keep kind of pushing him away. I didn't have a cell phone at that time. I had a beeper. And usually I was checking my beeper and everything. But this, I did not have anything there. I was still, and I felt God there. And that's when I knew, okay, this thing's real. My God is real. And I wouldn't experience that again for another 15 or so years. I was in the United States Navy, a veteran. I was a flight engineer. I originally went in as a rescue swimmer, later cross-rated. And I had a beautiful wife. I had a 17-month-old boy. My wife was 7 months pregnant with our little girl. There's two things, sea duty and shore duty when it comes to the Navy. Sea duty is basically you're being deployed. You're working 27 hours a day. You're trying to find those other hours somewhere. But with shore duty, it's like a 9-to-5 job. You go to work, you do all your stuff, and then after that, you go home. Well, I was a personal trainer at the time. So after my job in the Navy, I would go to people's fitness centers around the city, and I would train people.
Well, Brett, let me interrupt. You know, you giving us a picture here of life, sort of a whole life. I mean, sounds to me like your life was going pretty well at this time, wasn't it?
It was going great.
Would you not agree? I mean, using a Navy, you know, it's like your ship is sailing and the water is calm and everything's beautiful. You had a beautiful wife, family, serving your country. I mean, You know, when you and I wake up sometimes in the morning, we say, man, life is good, isn't it? Life is just so good. And then all of a sudden, something happens.
Forgive the interruption. We'll be back with more of this interview between Dr. Don and Brett Parks in just a moment. But Dr. Don wants me to remind you, we are here for you. We'd love to pray with you about your situation and your circumstance. The number again is 866-899-9673 or online at tewonline.org. And when you're online, I want to challenge you to sign up for the Daily Encouraging Word email from Dr. Don Wilton. Every single day, about 6 o'clock in the morning, he sends out an email with a choice word of Scripture and some encouragement around that, and it just jumpstarts my day in a powerful way. And it's exciting to think that we are literally unified around the globe studying the Word together with a Daily Encouraging Word. There's also a hard copy. If you're interested in the quarterly version, just call us, 866-899-9673. Let us know you want that copy. We'll send it out to you absolutely free. But you can also sign up right now online at tewonline.org for the email, and I think it'll bless you in a great way. Now back to today's message and testimony with Dr. Don Wilton.
Perfect life, everything I wanted. I'm waiting outside of a fitness room. October 17th, 2012, 6:30. Have all my gear laid out, and then I hear someone scream. I hear a scream. Now, you know, we hear girls scream in movies and stuff, and it's not like, it's not that much of a surprise, but this was a man screaming. I've never really heard that before. I've never heard a man really scream. And the hair in the back of my neck just stood on end. And I was, what's going on? And then there's a lady, and she saw what was going on. She yells out. She says, "Oh my gosh, somebody help him. He's being robbed. Someone help him. Someone help him." So I drop all my gear, and I just run around the fitness center. And when I run around the fitness center, I turn the corner, and I see this big dude, big guy, and he's robbing this little guy. And he's beating up on him. So I start running that way, and the robber sees me, and he begins to run away. He tries to get away from me. And I thought that was funny because I was pretty quick. I ran a 4.43 in the 40-yard dash, so I could fly. And he's trying to run away from me, so I run up right next to him, and I go, "Hey, man, where are you going?" And he knows he got caught, so he slows down. He puts his hands in his sweatshirt pockets, kind of nonchalant, but he's still moving pretty fast. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, I have to stop this guy, or he's just going to keep going. I'm not going to keep walking with him.
So now hold a break. Now, all you doing, I mean, in all honesty, you're just helping someone. You're being a good Samaritan.
Yes, sir.
You're just, someone's in need, and you're just reacting the way you're going to react. Brett is just saying, you know what, I'm going to go and help this person. I want to do something. I want to stop at the roadside. Basically, that's, you've got no other motive. You're just helping someone who's crying out for help.
Yes, I was. And the thing is people have asked me, told me before, like, "Man, I don't know if I could do that." And I tell people, I was like, "If you would have asked me before this, if I would do that, I don't know if I could answer you." That's just something you don't really know if you're going to do it unless it happens.
So what happened?
So he's slowing down, but he's still walking pretty quick. So I'm thinking to myself, I need to stop him. So I grab his sweatshirt sleeve over by his shoulder and said, "Hey," I said, "where are you going?" And he just looks at me while still walking. He says, "Let go of me, dog." And I'm like, "No, I'm not letting go of you. It's over. You're done." But we're still walking. So then I'm like, okay, I have to stop him. So I get in front of him, and I grab his other sweatshirt sleeve, and I stop him, and I said, "Hey, where are you going?" And he says it again. He says, "Let go of me, dog." And I said, "No. Nobody's going anywhere until the police show up. You're finished. It's over." I had a perfect plan. It's perfect. He had his hands in his sweatshirt pockets. So I thought to myself, okay, one of these times he's going to try to take a swing at me to get away. So he's going to take one of his hands out of his sweatshirt pocket, so his shoulder's going to lift up. The second I see one of those shoulders lift up, I'm going to scoop him, I'm going to take him down, I'm just going to lay on him until the cops get there. That was my, perfect, right?
Yeah.
But that's not what happened. So his hands are in his sweatshirt pockets, and I'm looking at his shoulders, and all I hear is two gunshots. I just hear, bah, bah. First shot hit me in the abdomen, second shot missed. I'd like to tell you that I absorbed the bullet and held on to him until the cops get there, but that's not what happened either. I fell like a load of bricks, and I was more than happy to see him go. And the first thought I had in my mind, the very first thought was, "You've got to be kidding me. I can't believe I just got shot." It was kind of comedic for me. I was like, "Hey, this is just like a movie." Until reality hit in. It's like, this is no movie. And my second thought was, I'm gonna die today. So I didn't cry, I didn't scream, I didn't yell, I just whispered to the Lord. I said, "Father, I'm coming to see you today. I'm coming to see you." And I laid my head on my cheek on the concrete, and I waited for death to come and take me.
What goes through your mind, Brett, at a time like that? I mean, how do you deal with something like that? I mean, you knew you had been shot.
Yes, I knew I'd been shot. I knew I was shot at least once. I thought I was shot twice because my leg was numb. And when I fell face first and I looked back and my leg was in a weird position, I thought.
And you knew you were about to die.
Yes. I knew that this was no joke. This was not a flesh wound. This was big time. So, you know, they say your life flashes before your eyes when something like this happens. Well, that happened to me. And I don't know if it's the past or the future, but my future flashed before my eyes. I thought of my future. I thought of my son, 17 months old. I thought, what kind of man is he going to grow up to be? without his father. I thought, who's going to teach him right from wrong? Is it going to be a good man to teach him, or is it going to be a bad man? I thought of my little girl. I haven't even seen her yet. I thought how upset I was that I wasn't going to get to look her in the eyes. I wasn't going to get to walk her down the aisle on her wedding day or dance with her. I thought about my wife and how mad at me she was going to be. I thought to myself, oh my goodness, she's going to be so mad. I thought, man, I hope she gets over this. I hope she'll be okay. But then something occurred to me. I was like, wait a second. I can't die. I got too much going on. I can't just sit here, lay here, and just wait. So I prayed again. And all I said was, Father, help me. I need you now. I need you more than ever. And then, oof. You seen The Wizard of Oz? Seen it? Okay, those of you that haven't, spoiler, close your ears. But Wizard of Oz, at the beginning, everything was black and white. And then she opens the door to Oz and everything turns into color. That was me. I saw color for the first time in my life. I looked up at the sky. And there was the exact same sunset that I saw years ago in Nesquy. The exact same. Same cloud formation, same coloring. And, you know, being raised in the church, you know, we know our Bible verses pretty much. I've read the Bible a lot. I can't tell you verses and books and chapters and stuff like that. But this verse popped in my head, and I never remembered reading this verse ever. 91:15 in Psalm says, He will call on me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him, and I will honor him. That verse, of all the verses, popped into my head and kept playing over and over. He'll call me, I'll answer. He'll call me, I'll answer him. And I was like, I called on him. This is him answering me. Seeing the sunset, feeling like, wow. And then I look over to the right, and I see this young lady on her knees with her head bowed and her hand out, praying, just praying. And she was praying in a language I didn't understand. You know, being in the Navy, being raised in Miami, Florida, it's very multicultural. It's very diverse. We know languages. You know, military guy, you know certain dialects in certain places. But I couldn't place this dialect. I couldn't place this language. I was like, what is she speaking in? And right when I looked over, she's praying. She stops and she looks right up at me. And my body was shutting down at the time. I couldn't move. I couldn't speak. I could just move my head. I wanted her to know, yes, yes, I need that. Please keep praying. So I just nodded my head, yes. And she saw that, and she went right back down and started praying. Now, here's the strange thing about this lady. There were six witnesses to this crime, six of them. Three of the six said there was a lady there praying. The other three told the cops, no, there was no lady. Stranger enough, there was a groundskeeper there that day, that evening. He was doing some stuff with the landscaping. Right when he heard the gunshot, he said, when I heard the gunshot, I turned around, and as I was falling, the woman was there praying. Now, no one knows who she is. I haven't been able to find her. No one has. No one's recognized her.
Angel?
That's the only thing I could think of. And I don't know if I'll see her this side of heaven, but I know I'll see her on that side. And I'm just going to say, yes.
You know, if I can just say something to some of you here today, one of the questions that many of us ask, you know, we battle with our salvation. Am I really saved? Do I really know Jesus? And will I know? And you're hearing again another testimony where I'm telling you, God reveals himself to us. He removes all fear.
Indeed he does. He removes all fear. And now we are in situations and circumstances where anxiety and fear sometimes are bubbling the top just because of the environment we're in. There's no need for that to take place. I pray that you would open your heart to something that's changed my life, it's changed Dr. Don's life, and it can change your life. And that's giving your life to Jesus Christ.
Are you ready to give your heart and life to the Lord Jesus Christ? Why don't you pray this prayer with me right now? Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner, and I know that Jesus died for me on the cross. Today, I repent of my sin, and by faith, I receive you into my heart. In Jesus' name. My friend, I welcome you today into the family of God. This is exciting news.
If you've given your heart to Jesus Christ, maybe you've rededicated your life in these last few moments and God's convicted you that there needs to be a change of action and reaction, let us pray with you through the next steps. Our phone number, 866-899-9673. We'll connect with one of us, happy to talk and listen and pray and maybe put some resources that'll help you grow. And again, if you've given your heart to Christ, Dr. Don has some unique pieces of material that he wants to put in your hands for sure. Just call us and let us know you've given your heart to Christ or rededicated your life at 866-899-WORD. That's 866-899-9673. Of course, we're online as well, keyboard to keyboard at tewonline.org. As a matter of fact, when you go online right now, you'll see a great deal of information about a picture of end times. And if you're not aware of this, Dr. Don is literally known around the globe for many, many things, his love for Scripture, but especially his understanding of Scripture relative to the end times. And again, I pray you'll dig a little deeper in the information that's available online right now at tewonline.org. Here are all the specifics about how you can get plugged into this wonderful resource.
The world is rapidly coming to an end. We are seeing the Bible being fulfilled almost every day. Be careful who you watch and listen to. The world is full of false prophets. Hold fast to the Word of God. Give your heart to Jesus now. Join Dr. Don Wilton as he reveals biblical truths about end times in his message, A Picture of End Times. Plus, you will receive See You at the Finish, written by Dr. Wilton. Both of these ministry resources will be sent to you for your gift of $25 or more to the Encouraging Word. You will be inspired and encouraged to finish the race set before you. Call us at 866-899-9673 to request A Picture of End Times, plus See You at the Finish book today. The Encouraging Word is a viewer and listener-supported ministry that trusts in God to supply our needs through people. Thank you for listening today.
Oh, I do hope you'll get a copy of that Picture of End Times. All the details online at tewonline.org. Now, of course, we've just gotten started with this wonderful testimony of forgiveness with Brett Parks and Dr. Don Wilton. We'll complete that tomorrow, but if you missed parts of it, maybe you're just tuning in now. Don't forget, online at tewonline.org. That's tewonline.org. You'll find not only a way to listen to today's program, but also to other programs, other resources, video and otherwise, that'll help encourage you. And I pray that as we leave these things today, would you pray about who it is that God might be calling you to encourage? Is there somebody you need to send an email to? Maybe send a text to and say, hey, tomorrow at this same time, I'm listening, however you're listening right now, radio, online, podcast, let's do this together. Let's be encouraged by God's Word. And if it's not that, maybe you just need to encourage them. Call them, text them, encourage them in the power of Jesus Christ today. Again, until tomorrow's broadcast, I pray you have a blessed day and will join us again for more of The Encouraging Word with Dr. Don Wilton.